story centers on a detention facility, a prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. It's operated by the United States. It's part of a U.S. naval base on land that America has leased from Cuba since 1903. To start, we're covering the plan. Yesterday, President Obama called for the detention facility at Guantanamo to be closed. The U.S. government has identified 13 potential places where officials could transfer the remaining prisoners. There are about 91 of them there. But no specific location was proposed. This isn't the first time the president has pushed for Guantanamo's closure.
When President Obama was elected in 2008, he vowed that he would close Guantanamo Bay within a year.
There we go.
7 years later, that has not happened. Well, let's start from the beginning. The Guantanamo facility is rented from the Cubans and was normally used as sort of a naval and Coast Guard base for the United States. When we went to war against Afghanistan in 2002, soldiers were picking up what were called men who were unlawful combatants, who were picked up on the battlefield. And they were sent to Guantanamo in sort of a hastily arranged agreement so that they might be processed while there. Well, they weren't processed, they stayed there. Over the course of the war on terror, close to 1,000 men have been detained at Guantanamo Bay.
Now the debate. The Obama administration says closing the detention center and transferring the enemy combatants held there would save the U.S. tens of millions of dollars per year. There have been accusations that some of the prisoners at Gitmo have been tortured or mistreated, that the facility itself is a dangerous symbol being used abroad to recruit terrorists. And President Obama says keeping the facility open is contrary to American values. But the administration says it needs congressional approval to shut it down. And Republicans and some Democrats have said they're concerned that moving the prisoners to U.S. soil would threaten national security. House Speaker Paul Ryan says moving suspected terrorists to the U.S. is illegal. And American intelligence suspects that dozens of the men who've already been transferred out of Guantanamo have returned to terror.